Here, boy said, how are you? Good week to all. Perek Pasuk Zion. So it's talking about Esther. So it says Vayi Oimein. So Mordechai was took care of Hadassah. He Esther Bas Doidoi. So the whole machlokes in the Gemara is Esther. Is her name Esther and the description of who she is Hadassah, or her name is Hadassah and description of who she is Esther? It's two sheets in the Gemara. Ein la ava ein, she had no parents. The Goyin says from the Gemara she never had parents, meaning her father was born during her mother's pregnancy and the mother died at childbirth. Vanaara, and the girl was Yafei, Yifas Toyar, Vitoivas Mare. So this is what the Goyin that we're going to learn today is going to be about. What are these two descriptions of her beauty? Yifas Toyar and Toivas Mare. And when he died, Mordechai took her in. So it sounds like Mordechai took her in because she was Toivas Mare and Yifas Toyar, which is odd because she's his niece and whatever. Lechori, he took her in because she had no parents. So what are you mixing in? You want to say she was Yifas Toyar and Toivas Mare, and that's why Achashverosh took her. That would make sense. Why is that a reason why Mordechai took her? We wouldn't think that that would be the reason Mordechai would take her,
Right, it's
right?
sandwiched in between Ein La'av,
Right. Ein
even
la'av,
and
and then it says
then.
again, Ein la'av, and then, oh, but by the way, she was beautiful too, as a strange benefit. Like, it's a little weird. And more than that, the Goyin asks a great diuk. He says that when you look by in the beginning in parts in Pasuk Beis, when it says what the people of the Medina were looking for, it says, but in Pasuk Beis, it says, so they were only looking for someone that was Toivas Mare. And he found someone that was Toivas Mare and Yifei Toyar. But obviously, Yifei Toyar is an additional step beyond Toivas Mare. So what are these two things? So says the Gra. You find in Shir HaShirim of reference to two levels of beauty, which the beauty is going to mean the beauty in your ma'asim, the beauty in the way you act. So he says, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it says, Shechora ani v'no'av. Shechora ani, I'm blackened. Here, we'll start reading inside from Bas Doidoi. It says, Amar Khan Asiba Shehibi Lideze Shehu Oymenoisa. Gimel Dvarim, Bas Doida in Laveim, Gimel. Yifas Toyar, Yifas Mare. This is what I want to shtel on. Umashikosav Gabi Esther, page Samach Tes in this one. Umashikosav Gabi Esther, Yifas Toyar. Okay, Sha'om Mashar Se Amelech, Lam El Toves Mare. Before, when the Goyim were looking for someone, they were just looking for someone that was Toves Mare. But here, you found someone that was Yifas Toyar also. Hainu commercial cost. She brings a pasuk to Shir HaShirim. Says shechora ani v'no'av v'no'ez Yerushalayim. So what is that? Va'omer shechora ani b'ma'asai v'no'av ani b'ma'asai avoisai. And ain't a move on claw. So let's say it out outside first, and we'll. He says like this: there's beis minei na'im. There's two types of beauty in a person. One is the physical, the mare. Habez is the One is the features of the person. The physical features of the person. Some are just their ears are funny and their nose is crooked and their lips stick out and whatever. So their features are funny. So toyar is more describing the shape of the person, the form. So yifas toyar means the features are very perfect. Toivas Mare is the beauty that expresses itself through the features. You can have a person whose the features are very nice, but they're just ugly.
Okay.
It's a hadras ponim. It's a beauty that comes out. That's what Toivas Mare. The appearance is nice. So the Toivas Mare is one thing, and the Yifei Toyar is another. So spiritually, what are those two levels? So he says like this: there's two parts. So that means that there's two ways to describe beauty. There's Toivas Mare and Yifei Toyar. Yifei Toyar is the features. is the and the faith and Tovis Mara is the beauty. So there's two ways to describe a person's actions also. One is the exterior actions. They do the right thing. X, Y, Z, checklist. They go down the checklist. They do the mitzvahs. X, Y, Z, I did all my mitzvahs today. Another thing is what goes into the mitzvahs? What's your heart? What's your lave? Are you really a good person? Are you really a good person? Or are you just checking off the boxes? So it's up to the girl like this. Ha'inyan. Shitzarech beis dvarim. Echad mitzvahs. One is mitzvahs, actions. Beis midos toivis. The midos toivis, which shine through in the mitzvah. So when the pasuk says, Shchira ani, Klal Yisrael saying, I'm black. But don't worry, I'm na'ava, I'm beautiful. Well, are you black or beautiful? What the pasuk is saying is that the quote-unquote girl in the parsha of Shir Shirim, which is Klal Yisrael, is saying, I look ugly, I'm black, but I didn't clean, but really I'm beautiful. I just have to clean it off. Which means, Shchoirani, my maisim are black, but na'avani, but I have good midas. Afal pikein, na'avani b'chituch evarim. Noim, Shehena mitzvahs atzman, and the oisah is a kama tzadikim. Afal pishena ni yedea soidem kavanasim. So,
it's like funny, it's the opposite.
It's opposite. No, it means nava means I'm doing the right thing, but I don't have the kavana. Which he's saying kavana means the midas toivis, the goodness. Yeah, you're right. It's a little funny.
It's almost like a person is doing averus and the wrong thing. I'm a good person.
That's what you would think. He's saying the opposite. No. But let's see here. V'chein huzeh yifas toyar. So when Mordechai saw Esther, he saw that she was a yifas toyar. So let's describe that in the spiritual sense. Yifas toyar means I have good features. Chituch evarim, shuchituch evarim shem neged hamitzvos. That's physical actions. I do what I have to do. Number two is toivas mare, the real beauty. Hu amare shu amidos toivos for kavanas aleiv. L'chein Esther shehi yehudis haisa bas yifas toyar. Shuchituch evarim neged the mitzvahs, but toves mara he midas toves v'leiv toiv. By a yid, you have good intentions, and I'm a good guy, trying to do the right thing. But you also gotta do the mitzvahs. By goyim, a lot of times, I express things my way. I'm a good person.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. And give me my space. I do it the way I want to do it. Right. So it doesn't have to be like he says by the goyim when they were looking for someone, they just wanted the tevas mare. They just wanted the beauty, but they didn't care about the technical parts, about a yafei toyar. But a yid just tevas mare. Oh, I'm a great guy. A lot of people. He's a great guy, but he's not getting lamava so fast because he's not doing anything. You got to fit within the guidelines. Like Pine of Lashoner says, you can be a great guy and you can have tons of kavana, but if you eat matzah on Shavuos, it's not going to do anything for you. Right? You got to do the maisa. You got to, and so like, if you say a kriya shema a minute late, they say they don't have that. So all they have is, I'm a good guy.
Saying it's not a chasson for them.
Okay, so what they were looking for was just Tevas Mare, that's what the girl says. They wanted Tevas Mare. They wanted it looks good and everything. But Mordechai saw, no, Esther has two things. Tevas Mare, but also Yifei Toyar. The Tevas Mare is just a general beauty overflow.
Came second even in the Pasuk.
The Tevas Mare, right. Yifei Toyar means you do the right thing. What?
Sorry. How do we mix the Pshat and this, he said the Goyim saw in Midas Toyar, they don't look at Midas Toyar. How do you mix the Pshat and the Remez together? You know what I'm saying?
You're saying how you get
saying the guy aren't looking for midas toivis, they're looking for a beauty. We're saying that the remez is what it really means, but the guy we're looking for the
right.
But they don't know what the remez is.
But the
remez.
So
were
you here when we learned Yoina?
No.
With the Gra. Okay. After you learn the whole Yoina with the Gra, all these questions fall off.
Wow.
The same for Yoina with the Gra, the whole thing is about the neshama coming into this world has nothing to do with Yoina, nothing to do with fish, and nothing to do with Nineveh. So, was there fish and Yoina and Nineveh, or was it the neshama and the Gilgulim and the Averis and the Tshuva and the Tefillah? What was it? Shivamayim Paramotaka. It's 100% true on each level.
No,
it's
I
not,
know, but
it's not
but he's
either
saying
or.
That the goyim are looking for.
He's saying the pasuk is being meramis. The pasuk is being meramis, but the reason why by the goyim it said Toivas Mar is on the level of remes to tell me goyim don't care about physical act about the actions. You have the beauty, it's good. That means you have the good heart. And meanwhile, the thought that counts. And by yeah, the thought doesn't not what counts. It also counts. But you got it. You say, you know, you have tons of kavana. You know, I'm going to go to the mikvah 10 times. I'm going to say Kriyat Shema. It's 1 second late. You know, you say.
Even goyim saying they're not mitzvahs, but they have to do right actions. Saying
so he's saying, oh, but listen to this. He says, "V'hi amidas tovus v'leiv tov." Aval hanochrim ein b'hem el amidas tovus. They don't do ma'isim. Lekach loy amru ela tovus mar. Now he goes back and explains. So this is Kishmak. So we asked the question. Mordechai took her in because she was Tovas Mara and he faked her. Says no. Mordechai Shiroa of Esther, Chituch Evarim Noi, Vigam Tovas Mara, Haven Shiti at Sadekis, Basias Mitzvahs, Vigam Basmidas Tavis. Hakaras Penem on Shabon, Lakach Lakachalai Lavas. Unbelievable. Zaktagoin, when she was born, she had the exterior Midas that showed that in the panemia, she would end up being a very high-level person. So he took her, he saw the potential that she had to have midos toivos, and do, because a lot of times those two things are austere, right?
Physical beauty and...
No.
What does it make?
No.
She looked beautiful, no?
Right, but he's saying he saw the spiritual capabilities to both, because a lot of times these things are austere to each other. Are you, I don't want to use stereotypes, but like, are you a brisker guy?
I love the stereotype.
Are you a brisker guy that's doing the you know, I'm getting my matzah down to the thing. Well, my say so you're focused on getting it right, but you're not focused necessarily on the kavanas, right? Or are you some other person that's running on a high and, you know, I'm feeling close to Hashem, but Maisa, you're missing the details. They don't always, it's almost a stira.
So what did he see in her?
So he saw that she has both. She has the lathe and the midas while still being able to follow the Maisim Toivim and doing the mitzvahs. And that's what he saw in her. And that's why he raised her. He didn't want to give her over to an orphanage or whatever, because he wanted to bring out her full potential. So then it's very geschmack. Why? She had no father. She happened to be beautiful, and he took her in because she had no father. So what's the pasuk saying? It's because she had no father, it's because she was beautiful. So the Torah says it doesn't mean that. It means the potential that she had to do mitzvahs on both the physical way, the yifas Torah way, and the tevas mara way.
Even without the upbringing.
Right. He saw it in her betzim.
What's his last name?
There was a boy today. Just there's a someone told me that they're learning with a kid. They're learning with a kid, and the kid applied to a yeshiva, and he got in. And someone else who also is involved with this student is also involved with this bacher, comes over and says to this other rebbe or whatever. He says, honestly, I'm pretty surprised that kid got in. Like, what did the yeshiva see in him? and the first rabbi is like, well, the yeshiva sees him exactly what I see in him. There's a lot of potential. Can't see, you don't see it? Then you shouldn't be doing you shouldn't be doing in the job that you're in if you can't see that in this kid. Right? So that's what he's saying Mordechai saw. When she was born, that's what the Gaon says. Unbelievable. I don't know how you see that in okay, but the guy, Mordechai Tzadik saw it.
What's the last name?
And that's when he took her. That's when he took her. Meaning, she had no father, and he took her because he had his potential, but he took her after they died.
You ever read that account of, was it?